Blog Talk Radio.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Since you should hear, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way.
PsychicInsightMagazine.com. He's a pet communicator. He's everything that I can tell you. He does pet totems and, oh my God, he's my Dumbledore. And because the show has taken a different turn, we're going to give all of our accolades at the end of the show so you actually can know how to get a hold of Jerry, who's my guest today, and myself. So hi, Jerry. How are you?
I'm good, Bonnie. How are you?
I'm really well. We have Jerry Humphreys on with us, and I am so excited to talk to you today because I've got to tell you some cool developments that happened from our last show. But how are you doing, Jer?
I'm doing good. Yeah, I've got the magazine coming together for December, so that's all. I'm getting quite excited about that because it looks quite a good issue coming out. Lots of really interesting bits and pieces in there for people to read. And yeah, I've been doing lots of psychic readings and Reiki and all sorts of different things.
I love that. And for all of our peeps listening to celebrate Thanksgiving, because I know I don't think your side of the pond does, I want to tell everybody this is the last show before I think I'm not on till next week. And I want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving. We have a lot to thank everyone for, the universe and everybody in it. We're still here. So that's one of the things we can thank everyone for. But I just want everybody to know, have a great holiday and a great Thanksgiving. I know it's all about family, so and friends, pet friends and soul friends and all that kind of nice stuff. But Jerry, I know that you and I talked about grounding, protecting, and cleansing last week, and it was so fascinating what we actually got for feedback. And I do want to tell you, you know, your hand thing that you taught me, because I think everybody heard that about clearing. You put your hands out and you feel the water and you kind of shake them off. And I started using that, and I gave it to my nail tech, and he started doing it every 5 seconds. So I do want to tell you that it was really cool, and I'm glad that we were able to bring that to both me and everybody who's listening to even just try and see if it resonates with them. So how do you feel about, I know you're going to tell me that you ground, protect, and clear all the time, but how do you actually feel about learning all different techniques from everybody that talked on the show?
It's lovely to be able to hear and listen different ways that people like to use and what makes it feel easy or comfortable for people, because we're not all the same. We're all individuals. Not everybody will do it the same way. As we heard, some people like using sage, which is called a smudge stick, and smudge. Some people like will use candles. Or it's also to listen to the different ways that people bringing that energy around them is brilliant, because it all does the same job. But as I said, it's like an individual. When you go out in the day, you put on individual clothes, you wear an individual uniform, as it were. So if we all dressed the same or looked the same or all did the same thing, life would be pretty boring.
I agree with you 100 trillion percent, because you know I never do anything the same as anybody else. But I did get that great I did get, and I don't put clothes on the same way either, but I did get a whole lot of interesting ways to do things. And I wanted everybody to know, and that's why we did the show, and we're going to keep talking about it. We'll end it today, but unless anybody else has any questions, and that's what we're going to take from the audience today too, is that it's important to have something consciously that you do. And don't you feel, Jerry, that that's part of it? It's the conscious knowing that you've got to ground, protect, and cleanse, which also helps everyone focus their energy.
Absolutely. It's sometimes as human beings we can slip into complacency and not remember to do the things that, particularly when we're working in this industry, a plumber, you know, somebody fixing the electrics in your home wouldn't come out without a toolkit. Somebody coming to fix your washing machine wouldn't come without a toolkit or without the right bits to make the washing machine work. Somebody who works in a bank would wear a particular type of, all these different things. You see, people have these, it's a conscious act or conscious acts that prepares us for the day. Now, when we're working in our industry, we talk to so many different people about so many different things. You know, we are trusted with so much delicate, sometimes, and I mean really delicate information. we hear that sometimes the most heart-wrenching stories with and had to share so much with people, that we do have to really pay attention to being in the right space so that we can give the person who we're speaking with the right guidance and the right insight. You can only do that, in my opinion, if you're in the right space, and that means doing the things in preparation to be in that space. And at the same time, then when you have finished connecting with a particular person, that you release the energy you've taken on, because it's what comes with the territory, and then you're ready to deal with the next person because you're fresh, you're clean. It's like literally going to have a shower every time, but you can't keep diving off to have a shower every time you spoke to somebody. you'd be dripping wet all day.
Well, and my son does that, so I wonder what he's doing in the shower, but go ahead. Never know.
You know, stop it. But it's part of the process. It's a part of being able to do what we do to the best of our ability. And in order to connect the spirit and the angels and the universe, we've got to be, as I said, in that right place. That means connecting with Mother Earth. That means connecting with the universe. And that means, as I say to a lot of people, it's removing the human to allow the spirit to come through. So
I love that.
Means looking after.
I so love that. And for people who aren't listening last week, or actually close to last week, I wanted everybody to know, Jerry, if you can go through it, what your techniques are one more time. And then we'll talk about that, because I'll tell you, it is so easy what you said, that I had a lot of feedback saying that they never really thought about it. So for everybody that didn't catch the show last week, Jerry, start with, start with what you do first. Give us a synopsis of when
right.
you start to
easy.
Do a read.
First thing in the morning, wake up, out of bed, stand up, and the first thing I do is I look out to the trees in the woods beyond my house, and I imagine that I'm grounded at the soles of my feet, I have roots going down, and I'm connected to Mother Earth, and that keeps me grounded. And then throughout the day, I will check that my grounding is still in place, and that's something which I would do continuously through the day. As soon as because I do it every day, that it becomes a very quick and simple technique. So as soon as I'm grounded, I know that my spiritual protection is in place, and that's called the violet flame. That sits over my crown chakra, and that violet flame is protecting me and the home and everybody in the home, and everyone that I'm connected with, if there's a need to have that happen, that is. But it's there for my, as it were, my protection. It is, in fact, a Reiki attunement that you can have called the violet flame of Saint Germain. But I always have that violet flame over me. That initially is my setup for the day. And then when I'm talking with people, when I'm giving readings or whatever it is I'm doing, as soon as I've finished connecting with that person, if the phone goes down or I disconnect from them on Skype or I finish sending text messages or emails, I will shake off that energy from that person. Because I will take it on board at the time, because I need to empathically link with whoever it is I'm speaking with, so I know that I'm in their space. It's called, in counseling terms, being in someone's frame of reference, as you will know. But as soon as that client has gone, shake the energy off, I'm ready for the next one. And I do that continuously throughout the day. So, for example, today, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, I've cleansed 9 times today. I have checked my grounding at least half a dozen times today. That's the sort of routine that I will go through.
That is, like, so cool. I love that. Tell them, because you didn't tell them about shaking off the energy, because I know what you do, but please tell everybody what you do 9 times today.
Well, as soon as the phone goes down or I finish typing an email, I've given Reiki, I will literally shake my hands as if they've been covered in water, and I'm shaking them off to dry them. That releases anything that I've taken on board, any negative emotional, mental, spiritual or physical energies I've picked up from a client, I will then shake them off because that leaves me fresh and refreshed. So it's like stepping into a shower, and then I'm refreshed, ready for the next client. So it's just literally shaking. I would imagine I'm shaking water off my hands. I'm cleansing myself. Every day, constantly. That's what I do. And as I said, today it was only about 9 times. Some days it can be double that. I think we've lost Bonnie.
Okay, Jerry, I believe that Bonnie must be having problems. So you want to go ahead and explain the rest of this for him?
I think the other simple thing is checking grounding during the day. And what I would do is when in between clients, if I have the time between clients, and it may sound a bit odd, but I literally look down to see what position my feet are in. If my feet, and they generally are parallel, about shoulder width, even when I'm sitting down, and facing forwards, then I know that I'm grounded. If obviously when you relax, you might cross your legs or whatever, but when I'm working, I will always check after I've done...
Okay, hold on. We're lost. Okay. Okay, I believe we're having technical problems here.
Are we actually...
Hi, Bonnie? Hello, Millie, can you hear me now? No.
Hello?
Hi.
Not Bonnie. Hi. I'm not Bonnie. I'm sorry.
Hi, this is Candy.
Oh, hi, Candy.
Now I'll have Jerry for you. Jerry, want to go ahead and talk to... May I have your name?
Hello? Hello?
Hi, just a minute, hi. Okay?
Oh, okay.
Jerry?
I can hear I can just about hear the lady, Candy, but very, very quiet with me.
Yes, okay. Hi. Can I have your name, please?
Hi, it's Lori.
Okay, Lori, this is Jerry. Jerry, this is Lori.
Hi, Lori. What can I help you? What did you call in for? No, I'm not getting anything, Candy.
Okay, I don't know what the problem.
It sounded like it dropped again because it went.
Yep.
It went
just
to
a minute. Okay. Jerry?
Yes, my dear.
I guess we're unmuted now, so you want to go ahead and continue explaining your clearing experiences? I don't know what's going on Bonnie's end. Sorry, everybody, we're having technical difficulties. So you want to keep explaining your techniques there, Jerry?
Yeah, sure. As I was saying, I'm not sure if I will say this again, so I hope apologies if I sound like I'm repeating, but as I said, I will check my grounding during the day by just seeing, particularly when I stand up, as to how my feet are positioned. I also know that when I'm not being present or being in the moment, I always get reminders that I'm not, for example, I might just bang my elbow on something or stub my toe on something. That's my, if you like, my body's way of saying, oi, pay attention, Jerry, you're not connected properly or you're not grounded properly. Very rare that it happens, but, you know, it still makes me stop and go, right, I will repeat the process. And I do, I will, well, as soon as that happens, or so I get a little signal, then I will make sure that I repeat all the processes again. If necessary, I'll even go and stand outside and just ground outside in the fresh air. Doesn't matter how cold it is, or sometimes it's really, even like it has been here for the past couple of days, quite wet with the rain. I would still just briefly stand outside, breathe some fresh air, recenter myself, and then that sets me back up again. So they're quite simple techniques. They take seconds to do, Candy, and then but they're very effective.
Right. I know I have a little routine that I do too before I start readings and things, and I don't know, I just feel better, and then afterwards when I close everything out, I feel better, and I just think it's extremely important for this.
I agree. I mean, some people like to use crystals. Some people carry crystals with them, a quartz crystal, a single terminated or single pointed quartz crystal is very good.
Mm-hmm.
Some people wear a quartz crystal around their neck with the point facing down. That's supposed to be very grounding. I've also got Tibetan symbols and a healing bowl that I can use that doesn't just help the grounding, but it also helps to cleanse the room that I work in.